What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday the 18th of June. I know it's Thursday. I believe it's the 18th. It's a rapid fire episode because I've got to be somewhere like you. We've all got to be somewhere. We've all got things to do. Today, I've got to be somewhere in about 10 minutes. And this podcast is probably going to take longer than that. So somebody's going to be pissed off with me. And it ain't going to be you because this podcast is still going to be good. But actually, the news is quite slow, so you might find it quite boring. Although, I doubt it because I'm not boring. So no matter what I say, it's going to be interesting, even if it's shit news. Like Boris Johnson is crashing his car. He's crashed his car, one of his own workers, I think. Well, security slammed him from behind when a protester ran out in front of the car. So somebody slammed him in the back and dented all the boot of the car. I just wondered if he was in the back of the car going, "Oh, for fuck's sake." Can you imagine? They've got to have been, haven't they? You know, swearing's not just for us. Minions and plebs. I bet he was swearing his fucking head off in there because he's probably just got a nice new car. Or he might have just, you know, whiplashed his neck and now he's like, fucking got to wear a neck brace to all the press briefings and whatever else. Or in like a Frank Spencer type neck brace. And that would really go well with Boris Johnson's bumbling, the way he talks, his bumbling nature. And then he's got like fucking neck brace on and two walking sticks. Or crutches or whatever. But anyway, I think he was all right. And the protester is luckily all right because he fucking tried to get himself run over. That was his protesting with his life. It ain't Tiananmen Square quite, you know. But I don't even know what he was protesting. He's on his own, so he's not like... It's a sole protest. But he managed to piss them off anyway, at the very least. And he's got his name in the paper. But somebody else has got the name in the paper, again, is Gwyneth Paltrow with her new candle. She's got a new candle out and it smells of her orgasm, apparently. That's what it's called. This smells like my orgasm. I tell you what, that is enough to put me off fucking buying any of your candles because I wouldn't want one to smell like your orgasm. What was the last one? Smells like a vagina. I don't want my fucking house smelling of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina or orgasm. Or anybody's, for that matter. Thank you very much. When I'm in the bath, lighting a candle, I don't want a scented candle. The last thing I want to be thinking is, I don't know whether that smells nice or not. I don't know whether that is, I'm meant to enjoy the smell of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina or just see it as like some kind of unusual smell, because it ain't going to smell like lavender, is it? Unless you're going to be fucking, you know, unless you're like perfuming everything up down there, it ain't going to be smelling like all the nice smelling scents that are usually associated with scented candles. So it's going to be an unusual smell. That's like saying this one smells like my cat's breath, or this one I've got smells like my husband's slippers after they've been in the washing machine. I don't know, it's like really unusual thing, but people are buying it. Who's going to buy it? 60 quid they're selling it for as well. A fall in the fucking money. I'll be stick to my incense, if you don't mind. Incense and a spliff, that'll do for me in the bath. Not fucking Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina or orgasm. But she apparently they've had to pay out over £100,000 for making bogus health claims in the past. So there you go, he obviously does it. We'll have to do like some kind of trading standards test, wouldn't they? Imagine that, they've had to pay out £100,000 before to pay out for bogus claims. So that is a bogus claim, I'm stating. So if I put a complaint in now saying that is a bogus claim, she'd have to come out and prove it's not to save spending £100,000 on the, you know, against my complaint, probably. So therefore, then, she's going to have to do a basic instinct, Sharon Stone, split the room and let the trading standards man do a test, you know, do the blindfold test, you know, when they get people in the street to get like to have a drink of Pepsi and have a drink of Coke. Maybe they can have a smell of what might be a candle and another smell of what might be Gwyneth Paltrow. that is with the vagina one. With the orgasm one, then the training standards man might have to help out to get to where they've got the scent available. Anyway, let's move on from that. let's move on to that, because I can keep rolling on about that. I'm quite interested to in these kind of unusual smells. I know I told you before that people in China, I think, were buying, or people in England were selling air from different parts of England. So they were just getting a glass in Devon, scooping up a bit of, or just opening the glass really, because there's fucking air goes in it, doesn't it? And then selling it to people in China. And they were buying air from all sorts of places. So maybe now they can, or maybe I could start a new business selling smells from my house. And I don't think I'll be putting any kind of anything quite as uncouth as what Gwyneth Paltrow is trying to flog anyway. It's crazy, isn't it? If I tried to sell something like that, everyone would think it was the most disgusting thing going, because it's Gwyneth Paltrow. She's like, you know, under the name of Goop, the, you know, high-end products or whatever, they get away with it. If that was like from Greggs, you know, smelling, or not Greggs, but, you know, some kind of Primark type thing, and they're selling orgasms in a glass, I think the training standards would be all over them. Anyway, I don't mind. Do what you want. You buy them, 60 quid. I'll sell you one for a tenner. My neighbour, I'll get my neighbour involved. Anyway, a dad was shocked. I'll tell you what, I bet this car, you can get some smells out of this car. A dad was shocked to see a mystery couple romping in their car in daylight, just yards from his home. So they're obviously a... how old are they? They're either teenagers or they're married to different people and they're having a fucking... Either that or they're just doggers. And that's, you know, we don't want to do it in the house. We want to do it in the car because that's what dogging's about, doing it in the car. Doesn't matter that it's not in a field. Can be in the car park. Can be in the, you know, can be on the drive. This one was yards from his home, so they're just on the drive. So they're just literally, I ain't got time. The kids are in bed. So I think we'll just, if we want to do a bit of dogging, we'll just do it in. And really, to be dogging, you need an audience. So you are the audience. So therefore, you are now a dogger, even though you don't want to be, just because you've seen it. So you've personally labelled yourself now. You should have, you know, gone up to the window and see whether they probably would say, you know, join in. That's what normally they take turns, don't they? Change it around, like musical chairs or musical car seats. But yeah, there you go. Well, when the time's right, maybe they were trying to make a scented candle after reading what I said about Gwyneth Paltrow. They read the same story and thought, let's make a scented candle, which is a mixture of me and you and the car, what's it called, air freshener, you know, the tree smell. So you can make a mixture. I don't think it would smell very nice. Them car trees used to, that I associate that smell of the car tree with throwing up lots of times as a kid. Because I remember loads of times being car sick, and that smell of that would just push me over the edge and I'd throw up everywhere. So any kind of sexual smells added to that would definitely make me heave. What's it called? Somebody else, another nosy neighbour, is somebody has responded to a parrot that's been abused. A neighbour has been abusing their parrot, so they called out the RSPCA. So they did a good deed. Apart from, it turned out to be a toy parrot with an injured eye, or with a damaged eye. It was in a cage, and they thought it had an injured eye, and they thought the neighbours had done it. So they called out the RSPCA. So now, you're called out as telltales. You obviously, you know, your neighbours probably think you're arseholes now for grassing them up and not even bringing it to their attention first. Instead, you just call out the RSPCA on them, and like, you know, it's like calling the police, really, animal police. So they're not going to be friends anymore, unfortunately. I wonder if it's like, was it squawking? Was it making any noise or what? I mean, you can fucking see. I can see right here and right in front of me that it's a toy. Don't even look like a parrot. It's, you know, even if it was a one-eyed parrot, doesn't mean that you're abusing it, does it? It just means you've got a fucking parrot with one eye. There's dogs with one eye. There's dogs with one leg. There's dogs with... I saw a dog the other day and it was like paralysed from the waist. So he had his front paws, but his waist back was paralysed, and he was just dragging it around. Happy as, I mean, dogs just, they're happy. As long as they're happy, they don't understand it. They don't. It was running around, dragging itself around the house, chasing people around, and having a right old good time. But his back legs were just didn't even work. So imagine if you was taking him for a walk, as the owner probably does, because he just does it on his front, and you're dragging the back. Somebody could call the RSPCA and say you've like broke your dog's back, because it looks like you've just fucking smashed it with a baseball bat or whatever. But anyway, I guess people have got to do it, you know, call it out, you know. But it's egg on your face, isn't it, when it's not right? So and it's obvious who it was who called them out. So there might be a few, you know, shit slinging things there, throwing things over the back garden now in response. Or, you know, notes through the door or pizza deliveries. You know, when you call a pizza on somebody, go, oh, call a pizza. Anyone call your door? I've got your pizza. And nobody can call one. Or like all them kind of things. That's childish, though. Anyway, here's a fucking idiot who needs to be... they're talking about a toy parrot there with an injured eye. This is a fucking grizzly bear with no life left because the wildlife presenter, she's on a TV program as well, TV presenter, Pursue the Wild, Christy Titus. If you're in America, Christy Titus, send her dog shit letters. You could fling shit at her front door if you know where she lives, because she has definitely abused this bear because she shot it, the fucking idiot. She bragged, we backpacked into a road closure on the Oregon black bear hunt, and all it took was one perfect shot. So there's lots of people doing the same thing, by the looks of it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called an Oregon black bear hunt. So this fucking... Why do you want to shoot a fucking big, lovely, cuddly bear like that? It's fucking... You know, it looks like a right happy soul until you come along and fucking shot. It's probably enjoying its life, having a great time. All of a sudden, bang, it's no more. Anyway, so, you know... Any of Christy Titus's neighbours, if you want to hate on her because of what she'd done, then yeah, good. I bet you do, because I guess is that a TV programme that just highlights shooting animals? That's got to be the fucking worst programme on the TV, surely. For animal lovers, anyway. Anyway, so if she fucking slips over in bear shits and fucking breaks her neck and ends up in a wheelchair for the rest of her life, I don't think I'd care too much, to be honest. With her, you know, maybe she could, like, think about what she's done and think, happy that she's still alive in the wheelchair, paralysed for life, that the bear, she's not in the same position as the bear, which is paralysed forever, as in, like, brain. His brain is switched off. Anyway, you get my opinion about that. But Barry Manilow, another shock, Barry Manilow's come out as gay. I think everybody knew that already, didn't they? And that's why he's shocked, because he's come out as gay. And now he says, I'm surprised everybody's got such, are so surprised, because I thought everybody knew it, thought it anyway. So, why is it? He's 77, he's a bit late. He should have, like, championed that years ago. Why didn't he do it, like, many, many, many years ago? He probably would have got a lot more action, because if people were, like, you know, if you're gay and you're thinking, I don't know if he's gay or not, you know, I don't want to, like, fucking put it on him, although... You know, they probably do anyway, but you know, he might have got all the action he wanted. He could have fucking, you know, or maybe just passed, maybe he was doing the instigating. If he knew somebody was gay, he'd go, you know what, I know people don't know this, but I'm gay and I'm Barry Manilow. So, you could, for one, you could have sex tonight, and two, you're going to be celebrity sex because I'm Barry Manilow. So, you could have sex with me. Tell all your friends. Oh, that's how he got around. That's how it happened. And then they tell the secret, the sordid secret, to their friends. And then they're like trying to get, you know, get in on the action. I'm sure he wasn't short of a fucking sex or two. He might have had a partner for life. I don't know. I'm playing the fool. But he's 77 and he's publicly come out as gay. And he's had a boyfriend of 39 years. I should read these stories. But anyway, he might have been an open relationship, and therefore my scenario still stands. Anyway, a rare book of Harry Potter has been sold for $125,000. I tell you what, I'm fucking on the hunt for one of these. I always buy Harry Potter books, first editions, but they never ever sell for much money. I've had about fucking seven And I don't think I've got more than a tenner for each of them. I bought them in book. What's it called in the I bought them in the charity shops. Picked them up, and they've been first editions. And I put them online. I think fucking get excited, rubbing my hands, thinking, "Well, this one is going to be the one that flies." I mean, this one's signed, but still, it doesn't have to be signed. Some of them first editions go for money, but I guess it's got to be the first couple of books. But the ones I've had have. I've still seen them sell for money. I've just never seemed to have the right one. So one of these days, I'm going to be fucking... I tell you what, I'm going to be splashing out on a few Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candles and treating myself to champagne and a few, you know, I'm going to treat myself to... What else was I talking about? I might even go dogging for, you know, treat myself to a bit of countryside action. Because although you can get that for free anyway, no, I'm gonna have to treat myself to something a little bit more classy than that. A night at the Ritz with a lovely lady, not a lovely lady that I don't know either. So don't think I'm going talking down that avenue. 4 million people who save from death each year by getting enough exercise. So therefore, if you're not getting enough exercise, you could be one of those 4 million that doesn't survive. Because if you're a couch potato, you know, there's only one way fucking things are going, isn't they? And that is south, literally. But they crunch the figures on how many people with physical activity, crunch the figures on how much physical activity people get in 168 countries. I tell you what, England's like an indoor country as well, because we get such shit weather for a long time. All these people with outdoor lifestyles and everything. Well, you get to Australia, everybody's on a fucking skateboard and everybody's on like... on a bike or out and about walking, because the weather's so good. You can't out, but you want to get out and about, and that is like, it's vitamin D unless you get fucking sunburnt over there. I had prickly heat off sunburn over there. All my legs turned to like bubble wrap. I fucking nearly went to hospital, so it was like, that's from wearing no sun cream. That's a Brit in Australia. But everybody's out and about, and it's all the outdoor lifestyle, so you can't compare that to people in England where everyone is fucking stuck indoors. And it's, you know, it's very hard to be motivated when you're stuck indoors. Although this lockdown has got people going all the online videos and whatever else. So some people are getting off the sofa. Some people are quite happy to be one of the 4 million. They're happy to have a shorter life and just lie on the sofa, smoke fags and eat pizza. And that is, they're enjoying it just as much. You know, if they were doing running, going out for a run and that, they might not be enjoying themselves. So it's one of them then. It's like, I don't enjoy exercise, simple, so I want to enjoy my life. And what I enjoy doing is smoking, drinking, and eating pizza, and eating fat and junk. So, you know, happy is, you got to be happy, whatever you do. Some people love exercise to the point where it's fucking annoying. You know, maybe some people do it, you got to get the balance right in there. Some people do it 7 days a week and, like, drink broccoli smoothies every day and, like, you know, go to bed at 8 o'clock. And get up at 5 o'clock and then exercise most of the day and all that. And it's like, come on, you ain't no fun. You ain't going to be my partner. Anyway, where are we going? Right, I'm going to finish up. A humpback whale has been photographed flashing his unusually hidden 10-foot penis while swimming in Sydney Harbour. So that's a sight to behold. I think everybody must have... you'd have to have a selfie with that, wouldn't you? Because that must have been sticking out the background like Loch Ness Monster. So you could like probably catch yourself with that in the background over your shoulder. And it's a 10-foot penis. A whale's 10-foot penis. I'm surprised somebody fucking hasn't... you know, fucking harpooned it or done something shit like that. You know, dragged it back out of the... dragged it back out of... public domain for being rude. But no, it's Sydney, they look after whales and that. If that had been in Japan, it'd have been fucking dead meat. The penis would be straight to the, or China, straight to the penis restaurant that I've seen on the TV. There's a restaurant over there that all it sells is penises, animals' penises. That's the most fucking disgusting thing. Apart from that fucking black bear being shot, that's the next most disgusting thing on this podcast. Third most disgusting thing on this podcast is Gwyneth Paltrow's fucking vagina candle or orgasm candle. Anyway, but I find that really funny. The whale was the whale got a hard on, so it just might have been you that he was checking out, and you got you floated his boat literally. So hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. See you. Bye.